Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Now, you look at the Adelson family from the outside, if you don't know the whole story, and it's easy to be fooled. You got to think of it from the juror's perspective. If they don't know what's going on and they're seeing these people for the first time, what are they going to see? Because that's what matters, not what we know out here, not what we've been following for all these years, but what is a juror going to see when they go and sit in that courtroom and they see Donna Adelson and they see Harvey and they see Wendy all sitting out there and maybe the grandkids? What's going on here? Where's Charlie? Do they know about Charlie? Oh, they'll learn. They will learn. The surface story is glossy. A thriving South Florida dental practice, degrees from respected universities, well-dressed kids, and smiling photographs, family gatherings that look warm and effortless from the outside. But you don't have to scratch very deep to find a different truth. One that isn't about warmth at all. It's about gravity. Not the kind you learn in science class, but the kind that holds everyone in orbit around one person. For decades, that center of gravity has been Donna Adelson. Not the casual, flattering sense people use when they say matriarch, but in the literal sense of control. In this family, Donna's preferences weren't just opinions. They were defaults, allegedly. Her words didn't have to come with ultimatums. They carried their own kind of weight. And that weight could move people, even grown independent adults, apparently, in ways they might not have recognized until it was too late. Now, Donna is innocent until proven guilty. She has been charged with these crimes. All of this is alleged. So, allegedly, assume that's in front of everything we are talking about here. The state says that same gravitational pull played a central role in one of the most infamous murder-for-hire cases Florida has ever seen. The 2024 shooting of Florida State University law professor Dan Markell. Their theory, it is simple. The custody arrangement after Dan's divorce from Wendy Adelson kept their two sons in Tallahassee, far from Donna's home in Miami. Donna wanted them closer, and when Dan wouldn't agree to relocation, the state says the family found another way to solve the problem. But to understand why prosecutors believe Donna was more than just a background figure, you have to walk through the evidence, like stepping stones, each one pulling you deeper into the picture of influence, control, and intent. The first stone is the $1 million relocation bribe. This wasn't whispered gossip at a family dinner. In court documents, prosecutors detail a concrete plan. Donna, Harvey, Charlie, and Wendy pulling $1 million to offer Dan if he'd agree to let the boys move to South Florida, where Donna was. It's a kind of number that stops you. $1 million? Not because the Adelsons couldn't afford it, but because it shows the scale of Donna's determination. This is not Wendy saying to her ex-husband, hey, I'll give you $1 million if they can move down here. Heck, you move down here too. Do whatever. Or if you want to stay there, that's fine, but let me make it worth your while more. I know you're going to have to travel more. Their families, there's ways of having this conversation that don't involve murder. This is a common conversation in many families where one has to move one place and one's the other, but it's usually because of a job or because of some opportunity or because of some sort of obligation, not necessarily because grandma is a narcissist. Although that does happen. You don't make a $1 million offer unless the goal matters that much, and unless you have the power to rally everyone else into contributing, which is what Donna allegedly did. Gathered the wagons, gathered the kids, everybody. Everybody was ready to pool in hundreds of thousands of dollars, allegedly, so Donna could be close to the grandkids. Not close to their father, but close to their grandmother, who's literally trying to bribe dad to see his own children less so she could see them more. Grandma really shouldn't even be part of this conversation. But Donna likes to insert herself into things, it seems. When that proposal did not get traction, the strategy shifted to something more personal, more cutting. This is where the religious leverage, that threat, comes in. According to state filings, Donna suggested telling Dan that if he didn't agree, the boys will be raised Catholic. Oh my gosh. To anyone outside the family, it might sound like a throwaway line, but for Dan, a man deeply committed to raising his children in the Jewish faith, it was a direct hit to his identity as a father. And that's not something you do. You don't threaten how you're going to raise the kids, because you're talking about religious identity. You're talking about core identity of an individual. People tend to take their religions pretty seriously. It tends to be like the core of who most people are if they're religious. And to say, I'm going to take the core of your child and raise them the way I want to because I'm grandma. I know you're the father, but I know better. That's Donna Adelson. That's literally what she was allegedly proposing. I mean, just think of that for it. Take murder out of it. Who the hell? I shouldn't say who the hell does it. There's a lot of narcissistic grandmothers out there that think their opinion matters far more than their own children who gave birth to the child and the spouse. It was a direct hit to his identity as a father. And that's not just an emotional jab. That's weaponizing someone's values to pressure them into compliance. By this point, the relationship between Dan and Donna was fractured enough that he went to court and custody filings. Dan reported that his sons came back from time with Donna saying Grandma Donna had told him their father was, quote, stupid, and that she hated him for taking her sunshines away. That's the third stone, the comments to grandchildren. On paper, it's hearsay from mouths of children. In reality, it's a glimpse of how loyalty is shaped at the youngest level in the scope of the Adelson household. If the prosecution could convince a jury that Donna was already working to align the children against their father, which she was, allegedly, it strengthens the idea that this wasn't just a dispute over location. It was about eliminating him as a parental influence. Then comes the morning of the murders. Here, the state leans heavily on phone records. The fourth stone in the path, Wendy calls Donna after Dan is shot. Minutes later, Donna calls Charlie. Minutes after that, Charlie's on the phone with Catherine McBonough. Who's Catherine McBonough? Well, she's not one of the Adelsons, if you've gathered that much. The woman already convicted of connecting him to the hired gunman. In isolation, it's just a string of calls, but lined up against the timeline of the shooting, it takes a different texture. The prosecution will call it choreography. Why are you calling the woman who's connected to the hitman right after the hit happens, Charlie? And does Donna have a connection there? It's not unreasonable to think that if you just found out your son-in-law was murdered in his driveway, that you would call the closest people to you, people who know him, people who are part of the family, even though obviously it's a divorce. Still the father of your grandchildren and Charlie's nieces, nephews. But influence isn't just in words or calls. Sometimes it's on paper, with ink and signatures. Over the year following Dan's murder, 18 checks were issued from the Adelson Family Dental Office to Catherine McBonough. Each check, it was signed by Donna. Why is Donna writing checks to Catherine McBonough, the chick that Charlie was kind of dating, who has very close connections to the man who killed Donna's son-in-law, Dan Markell? Each check, again, signed by Donna. That's stone number five. The dental office checks. Prosecutors say these weren't wages for legitimate work. They were the payment stream that kept the people who carried out the hit from talking. And whether Donna saw them as hush money or just helping Charlie with his arrangements, her signature is there. 2 years later, the FBI declined to make a move on Donna. They decided to make a move on Donna. They didn't charge her immediately. They went after Charlie first, but before they went after Charlie, they staged what's known as a bump, an undercover agent approaching Donna with a fabricated blackmail note, hinting at knowledge of the murder. That's stone six, the FBI bump reaction. Donna didn't go to police. She went straight to Charlie. And in a recorded call, she described the issue as involving the two of us. That phrasing matters. Not you, not the family, us. Like the pact that you and two made together, us. It's the kind of slip the prosecutors will treat like gold. By late 2023, the walls were closing in. Other players had been convicted. The timeline was catching up to her, and that's when law enforcement arrested her at Miami International Airport with a one-way ticket to Vietnam. She's got a one-way ticket on a westbound train. Going to Vietnam. Stone 7. It's not Paris, not New York. Vietnam, a country with no extradition treaty with the United States. Prosecutors call it a getaway plan. The defense will almost certainly try to spin it as, it's a vacation. We went there a long time ago. We always go with one-way tickets. But the date on that ticket, it matched the day she was taken into custody. Donna's involvement in her children's legal battles don't start with the murder. Stone 8 is the divorce and custody file. Years of documented involvement, strategy shaping, and behind-the-scenes coaching during Wendy's split from Dan. Those allegations, the judge has ruled that only parts of that file can come into the trial. But those parts matter. They help show a long arc of control stretching back well before anyone picked up a phone to hire a hitman. Then there's the unwritten but well-documented family-first code. shows up in recorded calls and in the testimony of those who know the Adelsons. Outsiders are obstacles. Insiders protect one another. It's not stated like a mission statement, but it's there, woven into conversations. And when that's the code, morality can bend. If protect the family becomes the prime directive, the methods stop mattering as much. And finally, the prior convictions of co-conspirators Charlie Adelson and Catherine McBona have already been found guilty. The state doesn't have to prove the conspiracy, that it existed, only that Donna was knowing and an active part of it. None of these stones on their own are the smoking gun. But together they form a path, one that starts with influence and ends with a man dead in his driveway. The jury will have to decide whether Donna was simply walking alongside that path or lying the stones herself. And here's a psychological piece that will linger in that jury room. In families where no isn't an option, the callous changes. When the matriarch wants something, the question isn't, will someone act? It's how far will they go to deliver it? The prosecution will say that in this family, the distance between a wish and an act was shorter than anyone outside that circle could have ever imagined. When the trial begins, jurors will hear the call, see the checks, read the words in those filings. They'll watch Donna at the defense table and try to map what they see onto what they've heard. And they'll be left with that central choice, grandmother or architect. Because if they decide she was the latter, every other role she's played, mother, matriarch, business owner, it gets eclipsed by one truth. She was the gravity. And gravity doesn't just hold things in place. It pulls. I'm curious to get your thoughts on this case. Let me know in the comments on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Brewski to find us there. And let us know your thoughts and be sure to press subscribe wherever you are downloading podcasts.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.